Yo, guess who's back again? It's your friendly neighbor Pete from Simple Souls, back on the Music Intelligence Podcast. Yes, really happy to be back. Haven't been recording for a while. Thomas took over the last one because I was spending my winter, which was super short by the way, in the Alps, snowboarding a lot. So yeah, priorities. But I'm super happy to be back here playing you some tunes and talking shit. Lenny Music landed in my promo box, and I'm picking only the best for you guys to enjoy this next hour with me. Yeah.
Welcome to the Music Intelligence Podcast. Nobody does it better.
Starting off with my Slovak brother, Viksha. This is a super fresh dub of his album coming on 31st of May on the label Deeper. I think it's gonna be like 12 or 13 tracks, all absolutely fire. This guy is relatively unknown yet, but he got some mad skills. Yes guys, firstly I want to say big up and thank you for the support I got on the last podcast I recorded, which has over 1000 something plays now, and a lot of comments, a lot of likes, which means we are gonna have a lot of shoutouts this episode. Really, really happy you guys enjoy me talking shit and playing tunes for you. This one coming soon on DNBB Records. Marcos K. Marx, Lion and Bird. Switch it up. What you're hearing now is a tune from my brother from another mother, Umex. Tune is called Blackout and it's out on 15th of April on Melinky's label Four Corners Music, and it is absolutely filthy. Ooh, bass face time. As you can hear, this month we're actually starting with some dirty dance floor destroyers. So if you're here for the more chilled stuff, then you can skip to about the middle of the podcast where I'm gonna chill things out a little bit. Wanna play all flavors of drum and bass that I like, obviously. This roller is by Trex, called Lightroom, out on Sofa Sound. Watch the switch.
Thank you.
Oh yes. This funky bump you're hearing now is someone totally unknown to me till now. Optifiable feat Frostfur, track entitled I Need to Know. It's actually out on 15th of April on Live History Records. And both tunes on this EP are absolute bombs. The B-side of this being a Fire Jungle Roller. So it's really worth checking. Music Intelligence approved.
You riding with simple souls on this one. It's pure vibes.
Shout out this month. First one goes to Ludek Helium Uraj, who's always commenting, always listening, always sending us love. Big ups, my brother. We're sending love to. Carousel, the funk out on Sofa Sound. Really enjoying the lyrics on this one. This is how it's supposed to be, not rapping about the same stuff over and over. Really dope.
Spread love and good vibes to the extreme. Check the style and the syntax. More exclusive than the dub pack. The bass line's kicking out the amp rack. Super Carouselli, aka Mr. Big Facts. Direct comments, we're not in that. Spreading hate online, we're not in that. Chatting foulness, we're not in that. Any bad vibes you disregard, and we been that.
My fellow junglers, you are listening to the Music Intelligence Podcast. Keep it funky.
Why don't you just say what you mean? Have a civilized conversation about who you're in direct, don't let it be.
my Brazilian brother Fabio, aka Alibi, and his forthcoming track entitled Majesty, coming on 10th of May as part of the 30 years of V Recordings compilation, which is gonna contain so much awesome music that it's gonna blow up the Beatport charts 100%. Big up Brian G and the whole V family. Make sure to mark your calendars for this release. Let's switch it up. Actually very satisfying to hear that if I double drop a simple souls track with an Alibi track, then it really sounds up to par. Sorry, I gotta suck my own pee-pee a little bit here. So as you probably guessed, this is a new simple souls tune. The tune is called Delinquentes and it's out on Delta 9 Records. We really put a lot of effort into making this, as it wasn't easy to kind of coherently combine the Mexican mariachi kind of influence with rolling dark drum and bass. I think our trumpet player did an awesome job, just saying, big up Tomas. And our saxophone player, since he's not in the tune, he actually recorded and cut the official video for this track, which is really adding to the experience of the tune if you watch it on YouTube. It's on the Delta 9 Records YouTube, so yeah, you can check for yourself and write some lovely comments on how awesome this is, or some hate on how shit this is. Told you the trumpet is awesome on this one. By the way, we're also working on more tunes like this, because we don't want to be considered just as a band that only makes liquid. So maybe soon, you never know, there's going to be an EP from Simple Souls, which is going to combine liquid influences, live instruments, and heavy bangers. I know it's unthinkable, right? And the tracks are going to be about 3.5 minutes long, because nobody plays the second drop these days. And it's very funny that I see a lot of DJs complaining about short tunes, but at the same time, the same DJs will never ever play a second drop on a tune. Bit of a paradox, don't you think? Thank you.
research has been proceeding to develop a line of automation.
Shout out for people who commented on the last podcast I did on SoundCloud. This one goes to Jimbalance, who says it's a nice podcast. Big up, mate. Thanks for listening. Oh, by the way, if you want a shout out as well, make sure to comment on this one on SoundCloud. Write whatever you want. You can hate me, you can love me. I will mention it in the next one I'm doing. By the way, what you're hearing now is a track by Polarized called Automation, out now on Love for Low Frequencies. More Delta 9 business from an artist called Nine Ive. The track is called Self-Interlinked. It should be out now on Beatport, and on the 23rd of April there should be a global release everywhere else. Okay, so since we're about halfway through the podcast, we're gonna start chilling things out a bit after this one. So you may get off the dance floor now.
seriously keep it locked.
Beautiful piece of music you hear it now. It's by my friend Georgia, who's releasing the next 4-track EP on Spearhead Records. And pretty much always, whenever he releases anything, I'm playing it. Because it's 100% guaranteed it's gonna be a great piece of music, such as this one. Absolutely loving the drums, the atmospheres on this. For me, it's definitely the best tune on the EP. However, the whole EP is great, so make sure to check it out once it's out. Oh, and this one is called Requiem Feels. By my Slovak friend and great producer Devzak. It's called Insanity, and the single is kind of a multi-genre version of the same tune, the other one being like a more two-step breakbeat slower kind of thing, which is also really good. Plus there's a vocal version as well, but I like this one more. And I think it's released to kind of raise awareness during the Global Week for Mental Health, which is a really good cause. more shout outs. This one goes to Nana C, who sent us 3 hearts on the last podcast, for which we are very grateful, and we send 4 hearts back. Thank you, big up. And these lovely chords you hear right now belong to a track which is named Last Dance by a Japanese artist called DJ Masa. Haven't heard anything from him for a while now, which is a shame, because as you can hear, it's really, really good what he was doing. So hope he makes a comeback eventually. It's an older tune, but I had this playing in my car randomly in my playlist, and I thought I gotta play this on the podcast. It's just so good. Staying in Japan. Makoto and MC Conrad. Merchant Blessing.
So-called trendy friends, you get fair weather at the weekend with so many turns and bends, too many moving parts, turn passion into pounds in exchange for art, but it tears lives apart. Some wager hard on it, suddenly you're part of their poison. You was written, smitten it in parts to avoid the plague. Somebody spilled the inkwell, ruined the first page. That trust we built fell, then filed unsafe. The motto, ship sell, rocket thrust, inkjet. You're blessed, that crew name should last you a lifetime. The concept's so free, I've been your name in my spare time. The way that we BJ, you're blessed and we're unscathed. The innocent unshamed, the guilty guilt unnamed. The points for games laid on their body seems. It's all good, it's all blessed. I wish you well in my dreams. About the management, the label, gigs, fame, the agent, hold tight, the patient, it's all there. It'll make you unjustified hesitation, ignited with your frustration. We'll never make good relations while I'm telling you deep. I could be ripping and kicking and tearing, since I've been burning it. While I'm molting and picking and up and molting it. When all I want the most is you to know that there's a lesson in the journey that we've been on. I'm gonna say we. You may not lie.
oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. More classic liquid funk by a producer that everybody hates these days. Comics, I'll take you there. Asking yourself now, why does everyone hate comics these days? Well, if you do a quick Google search on his name, then you will see that he probably scammed like a shitload of people for a shitload of money, tricking them into one-to-one production sessions that he never attended in the end, making them pay for something they didn't get. And I hate to say it, but the way he responded to all those people complaining, well, see for yourself. It just proves that if you're a good drum and bass producer, then it doesn't necessarily translate into being a good person as well. This one is still a great tune though. One of my drum and bass heroes sent me a dub pack for 2024 with forthcoming music. Some of you probably recognize that by the sound. This is none other than DJ Pashe. The track is called Mali Blues. And it's most likely going to be released on his imprint Pashe Music sometime eventually this year. Super funky. coming in is by an unknown artist, but I think on this one we will all know who that is. Let's just say that my friend Al actually sent it to me a while ago, but now it's getting a release on Focus Recording, and it's gonna be on vinyl as well, so make sure to grab this one. Tracks that actually have vocals in it, but there's one more shout out I have to give to SoundCloud user Raptor Arc, who actually commented on my Spotify rant on the previous episode. If you don't remember, you can go play that episode I did. Firstly, big up, mate. Yeah, Spotify is shit. I mean, what we can do, they just demonetize all tracks below 1000 plays, and guess what, they will keep the money that belongs to artists. But as an artist these days, you have no other choice than keep your tracks there, since it's the major streaming platform, of course. Fuck Spotify. Enough of my rant. I mean, I do have a lot of much shit that actually kind of bothers me, so let me know if you want me to talk about it on the podcast. I mean, eventually I probably will anyway, because I like to talk shit. But yeah, if you do have any questions or whatever, feel free to write in the comments. I will definitely make sure to answer them, or just give you a quick shout out. Now it's time to pay a little tribute to one legend of liquid funk who's making a comeback, who hasn't released music for I don't know how many years now, but now he's back on the scene with some new music, and it's none other than Intelligent Manners. He's got a new EP out now with Command Strange on Focus Recordings, and it's just the exact same vibe like it was before. Really happy to have you back. So now we're gonna play two tracks from him. The first one is an older one, it's called She's Dope, and it's really one of the producers I get a lot of inspiration from, because you can hear the kind of crossover between boom bap hip hop and drum and bass.
Yeah.
I just quickly want to big up some people, like producers or people from the scene who actually repost our show, just because we support them and play their tunes, and they support us back by reposting it, giving a like, leaving a comment. People like my brother from Barcelona, Bala, or Low R, or Diego from Delta 9 Records, Al Peg as well. Big up all you guys. This is how it's supposed to be. We should be supporting each other and sending love. And if somebody supports my material, I'm always super happy to repost it and support that person back. Just spreading the good vibes. Unfortunately, this is the last tune for today, or maybe not, I don't know. But yeah, this one is also by Intelligent Manners, with Command Strange and Robert Manners on the vocal. It's called Black River, out now on Focus. Before we end today, I've got a kind of a big announcement to make. I decided I'm actually going to start curating my own afternoon outdoors free entry kind of party, or more like a listening kind of gig. You can come down, bring your friends, bring your kids, doesn't matter, have a good time, have a dance maybe, or just chill out. Have some great food, have some beer, and listen to some great music by me and my friends. And we're gonna play everything from house, funk, jazz, drum and bass music, whatever. No bangers though. And the party is gonna be named Grill Chill Bass. And if you wanna know more, make sure to check out the socials of Simple Souls, where I'm gonna put more information very, very soon.
Welcome to the Music Intelligence Podcast. Nobody does it better.
And obviously this wasn't the last track, because we have to have a bonus track as every time when I'm here, and that bonus track is going to be a different genre. I've always been into funky house a lot, but lately even more than usual. It's just the ideal summer soundtrack, right? Apart from drum and bass, obviously, and funk. And yeah, just good music in general, whatever. Anyway, this one is by Disco Daddy and Boogie Track. Can't Get Along. Thank you, YouTube algorithm, for just randomly showing me this track. What an absolute funky bomb. Sadly, I have to say, this hour we just spent together is over now. I will miss you guys, and I will be back in 2 months. Next month Thomas is here again, bringing you the best in drum and bass. So until then, stay fresh, stay funky, stay healthy, stay positive. Bye bye.
Souls, but the ones and the twos, yeah.